Happy New Year. As people of faith, we have every right to express a customary New Year's greeting, even though we have just left behind what will undoubtedly go down in history as the most catastrophic year in Jamaica. In the face of hard and difficult times, the first casualty is usually hope. Let me encourage you, listeners, in the words of the Apostle Paul, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. During the month of January, I will be sharing with you from the epistles of John, particularly 1 John. Some Bible expositors consider the epistles of John to be the final books written in the Bible, and there is strong evidence that John's epistles are the last of his writings. The three epistles are called letters, yet the first epistle is not in the form or style of a letter. It has no salutation at its beginning and no benediction or close at its conclusion. Its style is more of a sermon. It bears all the marks of a message from a devoted pastor who had a deep love and concern for a definite group of believers. John served as pastor of the church in Ephesus in Asia Minor, which was founded by Paul. The epistle was most likely written around the year AD 90 and sent to several churches. Why did John write this epistle? We will examine some of these purposes this morning. But first, let us look at how John introduces Jesus Christ, the Word, the main character in his epistles. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. John begins by speaking about Jesus Christ, referring to him as from the beginning. Which beginning, though? In his gospel, John states, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1:1-5. John established the fact that Jesus is God from the outset. Only God was at the beginning, whether the reference was to the beginning of time or eternity. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, was there. As God, Jesus is eternal, possessing all the attributes of the Godhead. As the second person of the Trinity, he was not only at the beginning, but created all things and is the sustainer of all things. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Colossians 1, 16 to 18. He was careful to make the point about that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled. Jesus came in the flesh. God took on a human body to redeem humanity. John declared himself and his fellow apostles as witnesses. He used the terms heard, seen, looked upon, and handled to assure his readers that Jesus was not a mystical appearance, but was real. He wanted the believers to have fellowship with them, but beyond that, fellowship with God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Fellowship is a main theme in this epistle, and John was, as it were, issuing an invitation to his readers to have intimacy with God through fellowship. It is beyond mere relationship. It speaks of a continued connection with him and is our means to spending time with him so that we can experience the joy of his presence. In verse 4, John states, "And these things we write to you that your joy may be full," indicating that real and genuine Christian joy can only be possessed by Christians who are in fellowship with God. The connection between fellowship and joy is one that John spoke of in his gospel writings. Fellowship is indeed the basis of joy. "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full." The words of Jesus, John 15, 9 to 11. Abiding in Jesus Christ means to remain in a close, living relationship of constant fellowship with him. Such a relationship causes the joy of the Lord to spring up and blossom in our lives. 1 John is a family epistle. Paul's epistles and all the other epistles are church epistles, but this one is a family epistle. It was written to believers who were already members of the body of Christ, the family of God. The Gospel of John, on the other hand, was written primarily to the unsaved. We know this because John specifically stated it. "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in him." John 20, 30 to 31. In the family, we have a relationship which can be broken, but is restored when we confess our sins. Then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. Next week, we look at the conditions for maintaining fellowship with God.